USBT 754.
Good morning, WRNW 329 in Monterey.
Alrighty, WSHM 738. Everybody must be sleeping this morning. Charlie, Mike, you in there this morning? WSHM 738.
Here on the phone, WSBT 754.
Roger on the phone. I get that early pizza order in.
WSBT 754. Boss man, I'm 10 minutes from the shop. Can't we talk when I get there?
No, because you've got work to do. What do you think? You're an unemployed bum? You have work to do when you get there.
Well, sometimes it's hard for him and I to have a discussion about things while we're at the shop because we're always interrupted, so he'll call me in the morning once in a while.
Hey, as far as I know, there's no law against it.
Yeah, but I don't get paid for it.
Well, that you'll have to take up with him because I'm not going to finance that operation.
It's the trouble. I don't think anybody is.
Good morning, pal.
Yeah, good morning.
I hollered out earlier. I didn't hear from Mike. And then the phone rang.
I'll just be glad you're part of the working force in 2026. Hey, I know a guy that, you know, had a fairly decent job, I guess, you know, 28 years ago, and he didn't understand two letters in the alphabet put together called N-O, and, you know, never recovered from that operation, you know, throwing a fairly decent job, I suppose, in the garbage, and never really working after that, so, just be glad you're part of the working force in 2026, Charlie, because there's always a downside to it all. You're just on the good side. You're one of the few, one of the proud, part of normality.
Here, I thought I was just a sucker.
Well, you're a sucker with a paycheck. How's that? Is that how's that working for you?
Yeah, I guess it all makes sense then. Oh, man. Well, I was able to wash my truck yesterday. It wasn't freezing cold. And my truck was filthy, so I was able to go through the car wash yesterday.
Yeah, I hosed mine off over the weekend. It was still kind of cold out, but it was a little bit warmer than it had been. I had to get the salt off the damn thing, so. And, you know, when you let it get that dirty, you know, you just give it a quarter car wash, you know, $3, hose it off, it looks like brand new.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was dark gray or that light salty color.
Well, let's see, it's the 6th today, so, we're almost at the first quarter of January in the garbage, so we're making it through. February's a short.
And it starts. Oh, man. Yeah, well, I got a full week this week, then a short week after that with a 3-day weekend. I think, I got Martin Luther King Day off in there too, so I think this is the only full week I got this month.
Yeah, I see the jammers are up bright and early. I knew that was good. There they are, Jim. Guys are actually...
You heard your, their field jobs.
Well, exactly.
Some of these guys are... If I didn't up if I hold the mic down, that's stupid.
They thought I had.
Oh well, there it goes. You're so. They're getting you this time. And he was a man. Got him all tripped. Have a good day, buddy. Drive T754. Hi, Charlie. Good.
Vehicle brakes, I can see it.
WRWB 49.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, morning time out there. I'll be out there at about, trying to get rolling here, about 10 minutes.
Other jam. Jammers. The radio.
Oh, I just. Oh, well. It must have some.
WRWB 49 on the mole. USBQ 996, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49. USHF 567, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSHF 567. This is WRWB 49. I'll be standing by it. WSEU 202, good morning.
WSFM 330, monitor. WSEU 202.
Hey. WSEU 844, monitoring.
WSEU 202, base station back up and running.
Wow!
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257. I'm in mobile and monitoring.
WSKK 864, monitoring.
WRUG 488, this is WRK 359. Can I occupy this frequency? No response on WRUG 488. WRK 359 will be monitored up. Dead silence. The outside. Thank you.
WSKK 864 monitoring.
WSEU 202, and we are mobile.
EU 844 calling WSHR 566. They'll copy WSHR 566. WSEU 844 clear.
WIUT 488. WRNW 329. No copy on WIUT 488. This is WRNW 329, clear for now, I'm listening.
And this is WSGU 844, 329, how's this radio sounding? Sounding all right?
Sounding nice and clear here, just a tad bit of crackling. Well, it might be the weather, I'm probably sounding the same on your end, but sounds nice and clear. Other than that,
roger, roger. Appreciate it. Have yourself a fine one. This is WSEU 844. We'll be standing by.
Talk to you again another time. The name's Tim here anyway. WRNW 329, Monterey.
Yeah, copy that, Tim. The name is Sherman here. So, nice to meet you. WSEU 844.
WSDU 844, WSHR 56. Copy on W.
WSCT 754, you copy? This is WRWB 49.
Good afternoon, Mike. WSBT 754.
What's going on? Yeah, I just missed you guys. I just missed you this morning. I was getting ready for work and, you know, I signed off.
Yeah, you must have just missed me. I didn't hear you. I was on the call for about 30 seconds, and then their favorite people jumped in, and so luckily it was time to go.
That's the norm, man. That's what they do. You know, what can you do, right? It just, you know, shows a show of ignorance.
Yeah, I get it, man. I'll admit I let it annoy me more than I should, but it does get annoying.
Annoying.
Where you at, man? You must be right on the fringe of the machine. You're chopping up a little bit.
Just over here by, 28 County Line Road, over here by the golf course, Taylor Park.
Well, mark that spot, because that's where about you start getting choppy. Yeah, you're a little bit better that way. Oh, a bit foggy out here this afternoon.
It's pretty bad up this way, man. Very low visibility.
Yeah, I got a weather alert on my phone that said it was going to be dense fog. I didn't read far enough to say when, but apparently it was starting now.
Yeah, I think it started around
Yeah, it wasn't like this at 2 o'clock when I went out of break, so yeah, it must have been in between then and now. Hey, I don't know if you heard, but you remember Blondie, man. I guess she had a heart attack yesterday.
That poor woman, dude. She's got all kinds of physical ailments, dude. I remember when she was, before she went blind. That's how long I've known them, too.
Yeah, I haven't had any news of the outcome or not, but the text that I got, there was a screenshot. Somebody was reading it off a scanner page or something, but apparently she was on the CB radio calling anybody who could hear her, telling them that she was getting chest pains. And they put a dispatch out on her, and I guess they had to break the door in to get to her. Apparently Gary was out someplace, so he wasn't around, so I don't know what happened. It's starting to key up on top of you, bud, so we'll see what we can do.
I'll just keep talking, you know, just pretend like it's not there.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to admit it, but they're covering you up, so I ain't hearing nothing but they're idiots.
Have you blocked?
Well, sure I am. I'm running 50 watts, and I'm closer to the machine than their little bow tang, but they're getting you.
20 watts.
Mobile monitoring.
WSFF 330 monitoring.
WRVV 690, mobile, listening. WRVV 690, mobile, listening. WSID 284, this is the WSET 257, do you copy?
This is WSIT 284, go ahead 257.
Just bored on the drive home and was wondering if you ever were giving more thought to getting in the mesh game, over.
So like nearly every day I take a look at the mesh units I have in my Amazon cart anyways, waiting to see if any of them go on sale, but outside of that, not exactly.
Roger that. Yeah, another good website to check out is, what is it called? I'm blanking on it right now. Shoot. I'll get back to you when I remember, over.
Roger that, sounds good. I'm definitely going to buy one at some point because I think it is pretty cool, and I know, you know, three people at least that have them now, and I've seen some other nodes around, so I know they're out there, and I'm definitely interested in it. It's just, I don't know, there's so many units, I find it hard to pull the trigger on one in particular. Over.
Right, I think, just remember, I think it's called, like, Rockland Tech. So they have a Chinese site, like an international site, and then they have a U.S. specific site. I think it's called Rock something else. Like, their names are slightly different, but it's, like, the same company. But, yeah, I would just search for Rockland, R-O-K-L-A-N-D. They sell the WizBlock stuff, mostly, and variants thereof. But they also have a new, the one I'm looking at getting is a... it's like a e-ink version of like the T-Deck. I guess it's like the T-Deck Super or something. I can't remember what it's called. That's the one I was kind of looking at getting. Just because like I think the problem with the T-Deck was just that it just is a power hog. So I'm hoping the e-paper solves that. But then also e-paper I just find better than LCD anyway. Over.
Right on, copy that. I'm looking at their website right now. Seems like they've got a free shipping USA offer going on, but I'm trying to sort their devices here to see if I can take a look at the one you're talking about. Over.
Yeah, I can't remember what exactly what it's called, but they have a lot of more wireless stuff in general, but they have like some nice fantastic specific items. But that was the one I was kind of eyeballing that, or the pager one is kind of what I was looking at getting next. But yeah, I've purchased it before and never had too much of an issue. Their customer service seemed pretty decent. Like one time I ordered from the international site because they showed stock, even though the U.S. one didn't. And I accidentally forgot to select U.S. shipping, and like they actually like reached out to me and like rescheduled it and everything, and then gave me free shipping on top of it. So it seemed to have pretty good customer service if you go through them as well, as opposed to maybe also have a store on, I don't know if it's them on Amazon or if it's VilliGo Direct or something that has a store on Amazon, but Rockland also sells the VilliGo stuff too, I think. Over.
We'll copy that, man. I'll have to take a look at Amazon too and possibly add some of them or buy something here because, like I said, I am trying to get into it. I've been thinking about it for months now, and I just have it kind of on the side, not sure what to get into. It's just range on stuff, and I know that's like the node to get you some range, but I feel like there's got to be an in-the-middle device or something I could get into. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I was just thinking, like, if we're going to be trying to do simplex stuff, that would be, like, the primary communication channel. Because you can also do, because it's a license-free communication frequency, you can actually do a permanent encryption on it as well, because it's designed for, like, medical devices and stuff like that. So you can actually have, you know, private comms on an encrypted channel, kind of like the big advantage I see. But yeah, you can also get more range out of it than you can with, you know, voice mode. Over.
Well, that's definitely good to know. I haven't had any personal experience, like, testing out the range myself, other than 841 has done a little messing around, and I know you and John have done a little bit as far as that goes, but I'm always seeing, like, for the same devices, I see people review it as good range or bad range, and it's like, well, which one is it, and what are their expectations, you know? It's kind of hard to determine by just reading some reviews and whatnot. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, because, like, a lot of people, like, review this stuff. Yeah, I don't know what their background is or what their expectations are. Like, if you're inside a car and you're trying to use an antenna, it's not going to work because you're basically in a Faraday cage, so... I mean, I think a lot of these people might not even, you know, realize that. So I would check out some of, like, the ham YouTuber stuff that those guys have reviews that they've done on it. And, like, you know, in an urban environment, if you're being realistic with it, it's going to get about 2 miles. That's kind of what I've found, is somewhere between a mile or two if you're not elevating either receiver, like it's, you know, person to person, right, is about kind of what I've seen. But
I mean, that's all you're really going to get out of, like, an HT as well, like, you know, simplex. And with my cousin with John, I'm getting about 20% further range out of the Meshcastic as opposed to the, like, even higher power on, a simplex GMRS radio.
Well, that's definitely pretty promising results there. Like today I was looking at that shorter Nagoya 701G antenna. I think it's like 5-inch. I was thinking about maybe getting one for the mini bow thing over the W that it has, just so it's not as long as like the 771. And I was looking at these reviews, and people are reviewing them having no SWR meter, having never transmitted. I read one guy's review, didn't even have a GMRS license, talking about its performance and stuff, and he also included, oh, I don't have a license yet because of the shutdown, and I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, Amazon is always a coin toss if you're going to get the real thing or not anyway, and like I said, like, you can test some ones and stuff. I found, like, I've got real ones, and I've got the free ones, because I think they're out of, copyright, but patent is expired on it, so like other people are, I don't know if they've licensed it or they're just doing it, the patent's expired, but I think the patent expired, so they're able to copy it. And, like, the Abree ones I've tested test as good, if not better, than, like, you know, the real Nagoya antennas, so, you know, so, yeah, I don't necessarily trust Amazon reviews on things like antennas. Kind of a coin toss going from Amazon in general, over.
WSXD284 for ID. Yeah, absolutely, roger that, man. I found really the best review or advice I could get was from people, you know, on the short of the theater here who've actually used these devices and actually somewhat know what they're talking about. Even, I don't know, places like Reddit where they have forums from ham users, they don't even know the laws, they don't know what they're talking about most of the time, and they're just, you know, running their mouth on the internet about stuff that they want to talk about, apparently. So it's really hard to find, and even YouTubers, you know, they're out there making videos for money, so they'll say more favorable things about certain things because they're basically paid to give a review. So I don't know, even was it Gamers Nexus, the PC guy, he reviewed a bunch of coolant paste and didn't give the Arctic Silver, like, the 2 weeks cure time it needs to get its maximum performance level, and is basically just out there selling other companies' paste because of that, and having everybody quote his data and research that is basically just fake. So, yeah, I really like to hear from, you know, other people who've had it in their hands and used it, had their meters on it, than what I hear on the internet anyway. Over.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, that's why, I've got literally a whole bag, like, full of various antennas. Like, the same thing with, like, my firearms. Like, whenever I get a new one, like, everyone likes something different, so I always go out and try 50 different, you know, types of, like, using the same type of ammo, and, you know, like, one more than the other, and sometimes you can find a match between, like, because radios aren't all quite created equal as well, so, like, Your radio might not actually be, you know, so you're going to get better if you are, but if you manage to, you know, antenna that's slightly off just the right way, it's going to perform really good on that radio. So, yeah, I like to, you know, kind of have to go case by case, you know, as well. Because, like, those 771s and stuff I've tested, they're all supposedly the same antenna. Like, I've gotten them from the same person. Like, I've bought, like, three at a time, and they're, you know, at least like 0.1 or 0.2 SWR different, you know. I'm not testing in the lab, but like it's significant enough to where it's not like margin of error and it can reproduce. So, like, if I rerun them at the same time, they'll all test like the same, but then like each one is slightly different. So even at the factory, you're not going to get the same thing. So you kind of have to roll the dice sometimes. Over.
For sure, copy that. I like to call it the Chinese lottery. You know, you get it with CC parts, you get it with these radios. Even my Midland, I had two of these Midland 575s, and the first one I got, you know, had less watts out of it than the one I have now. So even in the slightly more expensive radios, it's still a bit of the Chinese lottery, I'd say there. Over.
Roger that. But, yeah, I guess just let me know if you ever do pull the trigger. I'm guessing you should be, you should see my my repeater pop up on there when you, if and when you, you do get it, and then we can exchange keys for a private channel as well. Over.
Yeah, very cool, man. Will do, absolutely. That's, I mean, it's definitely something I'm going to get into as soon as I figure out what I want to buy. I should probably just buy something and, you know, roll with it. But, I don't know, I got to do all this research before I buy stuff for some weird reason. How are the roads looking out there? Are you still mobile?
Yeah, that's a 10-4. It is foggy and wet and getting dark, but... Not too bad, no ice, so I'll take that. Yeah, I'm just about home. I should be home in 5 minutes or so. Over.
Copy that. I must have to get out there in a little bit myself. Got to stop the ATM and then head over to my mom's again. So I was just curious how it was looking, and it's about how I thought. Probably not getting any better.
Nope, it was just going to get colder and maybe start freezing up on you, so I'd go sooner than later if you can. But, all right, well, if you're going to get in and out, I'll call it quits there since I'm almost home. I got to stop and get gas anyway. So this is WSET 257. I'll be clearing monitoring on your final.
Sounds good, James. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the tip on the website there for another one of the mesh units. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WSCB-936 radio check.
WINW-329 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Like
SPR 218 radio check, base 1-2-2, SPR 218, base 1-2-2, radio check.
WSCB 936, radio check. WSBC 936, radio check.
936, you're coming in loud and clear. This is WSSB 474.
Roger that, you're coming in loud and clear as well. WSBC 936, radio check.
936, sounding good. Still USIZ 474. 936, you're coming in loud and clear. You copy?
WRUG 488, WRNW. 329 calling. No copy. WRNW 329 back listing.